The Republican challenger is Bobby Schilling. Ask him a question regarding just about anything, and he'll end up talking about jobs. For example,
would you like to see Social Security remain as it is now, or what? If you want changes to that program, what would you like to see?
What we have to do is we've got to get the government out of the job market because the government does not know how to create long-term effective jobs.
He does eventually touch on the issue of Social Security.
I'm not for raiding it. I'm not for privatizing it. I'm for getting people back to work and having a government that is going to fulfill the obligations and promises that they've made to the people that have paid into it.
Schilling says he would work in Congress for just 8 years. He says numerous problems can be traced to what he calls career politicians.
I love that term.
This is Democratic Congressman Phil Hare.
I've only been in office for 4 years.
Before becoming congressman, he worked almost 24 years for his predecessor, Democrat Lane Evans. Hare was employed in a clothing factory for 13 years before that. Hare says the nation's infrastructure needs work. He wants Congress to approve a new highway bill, which he says would also create jobs. Hare says additional jobs could be created through the Patriot Corps.
That says to companies, if you're willing to come here, or it's an existing company that wants to expand here, you will get tax credits for worker retraining, hiring people, plan expansion, things of that nature.
Hare also wants lawmakers to approve the SEAM Act. It would extend a tax credit used to build or expand manufacturing plants in the U.S. that produce clean energy components. Those could include solar panels or wind turbines. Another green measure Hare has supported is cap-and-trade legislation. It's a bill Schilling sharply criticizes. He calls it a jobs crusher. Schilling also says the federal economic stimulus bill failed and taxes are too high. At times, he sounds like a Tea Party member. Does he consider himself one?
You know, if you're asking me if I'm a person who feels that we've been taxed enough already, if you're asking me if I'm a person who believes that government should have limited roles and that they should create an atmosphere and stop the ridiculous spending, I would say yes.
Would you call yourself a Tea Partier?
I would call myself an individual who has Tea Party support across the district. I would consider myself an individual business owner who's running on a conservative platform.
While this type of rhetorical two-step is not uncommon from politicians, Schilling cannot even give a straight answer about his age.
What is your age and occupation?
I'm 48 years old. Just kidding. I'm 46 years old.
Schilling goes on to say he owns a single pizza parlor in the Quad Cities. Schilling wants to repeal the health care reform bill. Hare voted in favor of the measure and considers it one of the votes of which he's most proud.
That was not a hard vote for me. I knew I would catch heck on some issues because of the people that were demagogue and what really wasn't in the bill. But we sit here today and young kids with juvenile diabetes, 36 kids today will be diagnosed with cancer. And for those kids, they won't be denied anymore, and the caps are removed.
The 61-year-old Hare says he also voted in favor of Wall Street reforms and the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act. He says he's proud to have helped secure money for a veterans clinic in Sterling Rock Falls. Hare and Schilling also disagree over the war. Hare says the U.S. should get out of Afghanistan. Schilling believes the nation is on the right course. A third name is also on the ballot. 55-year-old Roger Davis is the Green Party candidate. Davis says he got into the race because he does not like the job being done by Hare, and he does not care for Schilling either.
I'm a little independent, I'm a conservative, and I'm a little liberal on things. It depends on what the issue is and what my constituents want.
Davis says he's liberal about issues such as gay rights. He's conservative about spending money. Even though he's the Green Party candidate, Davis is not pushing for a green economy. In fact, he considers wind farms a waste of money. Davis says the established political parties are not getting the job done, so it's up to the people to do it. Rich Egger reporting.